More than 46,000 people have tested positive for the coronavirus in Massachusetts. Nearly 2,400 have died. Many others have recovered. One of them is Dr. Monica Burrell, the Massachusetts Public Health Commissioner. Dr. Burrell joins us now on Morning Edition. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to us.
Good morning. It's good to be here with you this morning.
So, how are you feeling?
I'm so thankful to say that I am now fully recovered, and I feel good. It's really good to be here.
You know, the ordeal of COVID-19 varies wildly from person to person. What was your own experience like, and what was the worst of it?
You know, you're right. It does vary from people being absolutely asymptomatic to, of course, unfortunately, people dying from the disease. And my experience with it was something in between. I had first a cough and a fever with really severe muscle aches and the loss of smell that you hear a lot of people talk about. And for about a week, that was pretty much it. But the second week, there was just an intense exhaustion, really beyond anything I had felt before. And then it took a good another week before I felt to myself. It's actually 4 weeks ago from today that I was diagnosed, but I was cleared out of isolation after over 21 days.
I understand your family also got sick, your husband and two kids. How do you think it came to your family?
You know, this infection is incredibly contagious. We don't know where it came from. My husband and I are both essential employees, so we were working in the public health and healthcare systems, but we were really, really careful about social distancing. Our kids have been home the whole time, so I'm not sure, but it really, for me, struck a chord that this disease, that because of being a physician and the commissioner and my work, this disease that I had been reading about, to have it impact me directly, really increased my awareness of what this disease can do.
Did you try contact tracing to track the disease to your own family?
Yes. So just like everybody else, you know, when we were diagnosed through our local boards of health and the Department of Health, our contacts were informed. You know, the usual process is a contact doesn't find out who they were exposed to unless you, of course, decide to tell them. I really was only going to work at the Department of Public Health and coming home, so didn't have many contacts. One of the important things of what we're all doing, it's so hard for us to do the social distancing and stay home, but one piece of good news from that is that most people now have much fewer contacts, so that translates into much fewer chances of passing the virus on.
Well, you stayed home while you were sick. You did work from home while you were sick, so I wonder, how has this experience changed your thinking about the pandemic?
What this illness has reinforced for me is a couple of things. From the pandemic point of view, we must take this brutal virus serious in the way we are as a community here in the Commonwealth. Testing is critical. Expanding testing is critical. Being able to identify cases and do contact tracing is critical, as I mentioned to you in my case. And social distancing is such a key part of our work together to fight this virus, as well as making sure that our healthcare capacity continues to be able to address those individuals who do need to go into the hospital.
Last question, quick answer if you could. COVID-related hospitalizations were down yesterday for the second day in a row. Are we stabilizing?
You know, at this point, we're still in the surge of this disease, but we're watching it closely every day. And I urge everyone, stay home and stay safe as a community. We will get through this.
Dr. Monica Burrell, Commissioner of the State Department of Public Health, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. And we're very glad you're feeling better.
Thank you so much.